Last time on the Dice of Thunder podcast.
It can't just be the jar. It has to be Parsis and the jar because the misty memory showed them both walking by.
That's right.
Which is scary.
Fighting them both at once.
Where do you want us to move you, Varg?
We're
controlling you.
Right in the room.
Okay.
Oh.
Varg's in.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Shummy follows. You are so early. What are you doing here, I wonder? As you no doubt have surmised, I am Parsis of Gabe. What do you say?
No.
Yes, hootie-hoo!
You are talking high and mighty, but we will bring you down to the floor. And I'm going to roll a diplomacy check against his will, DC.
We shall see. And 38 damage to Varg.
What?
As he critically fails.
Oh, gosh.
Perfect.
This is not fair at all. How is this?
I mean,
is this legal?
Let him have it. Roll the most important DC 11 check of your life.
Come on.
Two. Hadouken. Yeah. What's a holy Hadouken sound like? It's like, Hadouken.
That's exactly what it sounds like.
Oh, no. 17 on the die.
Oh, my gosh. Jordan, hero point that roll.
I don't have any hero points.
Ah, great. Great.
Can you loan him one, Brittany?
That's a 35 to hit.
Oh, that's my a hit. God. Is it critical?
No, just a regular hit.
Roll damage?
33.
But that is the end of Varg's turn, and he's up on the spinning gear of death.
He's just up there. He doesn't get to, like, war. He's just there.
And he's still confused all for one
actions,
more round.
Yeah, all my actions are gone. I'm confused.
It is the Cranium Preserver's turn. 48 damage with the deadly attack.
You need to get
a
out of there.
A deadly attack?
Mm-hmm. Second strike is a 37 to hit. I rolled 53 damage.
Oh my gosh.
In round two, with no hero points.
Varg's down.
And we'll find out what happens next week.
Oh my god.
This is the worst pause in the break.
Is this the end of the Shum Follow 5? Stay tuned.
Oh my gosh.
Now, a new episode of the Dice of Thunder podcast.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to this week's episode of the Dice of Thunder podcast. And in light of all the stress that the Shum Follow 5 have been under lately, I have a question for all of you. What would be, without thinking about it, the first alternative character concept that comes to mind? Go Duval.
I don't know we're talking about this.
His name?
His name would
Robert
be
Paulson. Robert Paulson. Oh,
no. Robert Paulson, I don't know who that is.
In death, we have a name.
Fight Club.
His name...
Don't talk about it.
...would be Jeremix.
Oh, God.
And he'd be an undead troll.
Okay. Ooh.
Okay.
And his...
What class would he be?
Rich.
Not cast.
He's upper.
He's like the 1%.
You know, like a fighter or a ranger or a cleric.
He would be a fighter.
Oh, okay.
But he'd be like a vampire, like a
troll.
Yeah,
because it's not enough to just be a vampire or a troll.
Right. Trolls are the big ones, right?
Yeah, they're pretty.
Yeah. Bad. So he's just picking up whole villages and just like kind of like a squeeze it.
Sure.
Mm. He's like a regular troll.
Boom.
But also dies in the sunlight.
Gotta get his
like vitamin. A regular troll.
Gotta get his vitamin B on.
Wait a minute. That means all trolls are vampires?
Technically.
I didn't want to drop that knowledge like that.
But not all vampires are trolls.
Correct.
Greg.
Yes. Definitely a ranged bow user. Oh, so maybe a ranger. But I usually actually go fighter. I'm always have that in the back of my head. But I would definitely go with a ranged. And I would make him a monkey. I forgot
like
what the
a
actual.
Monkey goblin?
Like a hit monkey?
No,
I forgot the name of the ancestry.
Vanara.
Yeah, but there you go.
Yeah.
So that's what it would be, but a bow wielding one.
Nice.
Yeah.
I did just get the Tian Sha rule guide for Hero Lab.
Really?
Yeah. Brittany, what are you sitting on over there? Another druid?
I refuse to answer this question, and I don't have a backup character because I'm not going to die. So thank you very much.
The next character will be re-looting.
The re-looting.
They did away with the GM's wife feat with the remaster.
No, they did not. So that's not a thing anymore. No, they sure didn't.
What do you got, Jordan?
This is like your sixth go at it. Come on. What do you got?
Yeah, no kidding.
So rude. He's almost died 100 times.
Her name would be Roberta.
Wow.
Roberta.
Paulsonetta.
And
why am I laughing at that?
Because it's great.
Would be a former line cook that has an anger issue.
Are we talking like high-end restaurant line cook or like an Arby's?
High-end restaurant.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, yeah.
Michelin star line cook.
Yeah.
Roberta Paulsonetta.
Basically, like she worked in the Bear, the show The Bear.
Right.
Line cook has some anger issues. Some stuff went down one day at work, and she ended up hitting a customer with a pot and decided to...
This is deep.
Yeah, decided to seek peace and decides to devote her life to a nunnery and becomes a... I don't know. What's
are we thinking? Cleric of a rascal here?
Maybe.
Oh yeah, a monk.
Maybe a monk.
Who fights with pots and pans?
Yeah. Yeah.
Are pots and pans in the monk weapon category? I don't know.
There is a feat you can take as a monk because I've built a monk.
Roberta can fight with her fists,
and you can use weapons with monk traits. Yeah.
I thought she was part of the elbow fighting.
Maybe she commits to never picking up a weapon again. So she fights with her fists.
Brazil.
That's mixing too many things.
You know, I don't know whether to love or to hate that all of these are valid level one concepts in Pathfinder.
No way, man.
Don't go play the other game.
Roberta's level 10.
Oh, that's right. If we TPK, we just restart Outlaws of Alkenstar, right?
From the beginning.
Man.
Let's just do it better.
Phoebe Dunsmith, hey, I'll need you to break into this bank of a felonious name that was just let out of prison.
Even the NPCs reset? Yeah. Okay.
They're all like, I guess we'll try again with a different group.
Yeah. But if we don't die, then it's New Game Plus. We start over at our same level.
Oh,
right?
Yeah, there you go.
So okay. This whole story is like a Truman Show type scenario?
New Game Plus. Yeah.
Oh,
okay. Reset to one. Reset to one. Okay. Everyone on first position.
Yeah.
Cue the sun.
Mm. Yep.
That makes me Ed Harris.
Don't you stone the GM if there's a TPK? Don't you go out in the street and stone him? Her.
I think I remember reading that rule somewhere.
It's
probably in the Chungus somewhere.
It was a Reddit post. I read it.
Well, that automatically invalidates it.
Or does it?
Mm, indeed.
Is Parsis Ed Harris?
No, I'm Ed Harris.
You're Ed Harris. Okay.
Parsis is just an extra
in
my show.
Gotcha.
Terrible, terrible extra.
That'd be a great gig if you were an extra and you got to be Parsis. That's like a career maker right there.
Is it?
I think so.
He's been in one episode. Of the Dice of Thunder podcast.
Does he have any lines? He has one line.
I've had a couple lines.
Boom, that's a paycheck.
It's all about the suspense leading up to meeting him on screen.
Yeah, there you go. Ultimate cameo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In order to get into character for Parsis, I have an exercise. Do you want to know what it is?
I would love to know what it is.
We got to now.
I've been practicing the voice for, a year and a half. So as a GM, you love it when you get to that point where you finally get to use the voice for the character that you read about 8, 10, 15 months ago when you bought the Adventure Path. But I gave him the German accent. A little bit of German accent and a little bit of dandy.
Yeah.
And in order to get ready for that, I just, that's what I do.
Yeah.
I go, yeah! And then that's...
and it just comes down.
It descends upon me.
Nethys just comes down.
Like a cloak.
Wow.
Nice.
Well, speaking of getting into character as an evil wizard... perhaps it's time that we get right back into the fight here.
I don't know.
We'll do a little radio magic. Combat music start now. Pretty good, huh?
Wow.
I know. Thank you, Jordan. Jordan gets it. We're doing a show, you know? There's some make-believe going on. Pretend. We're playing pretend. And I'm going to pretend to not be frustrated that it's Luton's turn. We left the Shumfall of Five at the end of the Cranium Preserver's turn.
Yeah.
It had shot a glob of formaldehyde out to Kairos, who deflected it with his armor class. And now we end that turn, and we start with Luton's turn. We're still in round two. Two rounds is all it took for Varg to get absolutely demolished. Before you say anything, Brittany, Jordan, how many hero points does Varg have?
Varg has zero.
Zero. And is unconscious and dying.
What a two. Loser.
I'm dying two.
Just kidding. So, dying two, no hero points. Oh, my
there
gosh.
There you go. What you going to do, Luton? What's it going to be? It's your turn.
I've been thinking about this. And I think what we're going to do is Luton is going to cast Thunderstrike.
Oh, okay. Well, now Thunderstrike is a new spell for Luton as she changed Sorcerer.
Basically, it's like a Thor punch.
Yeah.
Yes.
From the sky.
Is that the power word?
Thor punch?
Thor punch?
Thor punch.
Yeah. So I have 120 feet of range with this spell, which is great. I love when spells have a long range, but I'm clearly within range.
Oh, yeah.
I can only cast this on one creature, and so I'm going to cast it on Parsis.
Okay, and who's flying up in the air, totally visible.
I'd also like to heighten it to level 5.
Okay, it is a signature spell, and if I'm looking at your character sheet correctly, you have it invested in your level 4 spell slot.
Yes.
So you're boosting it to level 5.
Yes.
Okay, would you tell Gil about Thunderstrike's damage before we start rolling here, and what do we have to do? I mean, this is a new relationship with a new spell we are cooking out here.
I'll read the description.
Okay, that works.
You call down a tendril of lightning that cracks with thunder, dealing 1d12 electricity damage and 1d4 sonic damage with a basic reflex save. A target wearing metal armor or made of metal takes a -1 circumstance bonus to the save. And if damaged by the spell, is clumsy 1 for 1 round.
Okay.
Heightened is it increases 1d12 electricity and 1d4 sonic.
So this is going to be 5d12 and 5d4?
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
Okay. And I need to roll a reflex save.
Yes.
What's the power word? Do you have a power word for this?
Thor punch.
There we go.
Okay, well.
We're going to cross universes here.
As you punch with the might of Mjolnir. Onto Parsis, onto the top of his head. I will roll a reflex save. DC...
27.
Okay. Now, as a reminder, Parsis is frightened.
He's a scaredy cat.
He was frightened by something that... I can't remember if it was Varg did it or... Somehow he got frightened one. And I can't remember. It was last episode.
I think it's just because he's yellow.
Yeah?
He's yellow.
Yeah, he's yeller.
All right, I'm rolling a reflex save. Natty 20.
Are you serious?
You dog.
Oh my gosh.
No.
Does nothing.
It
does nothing.
I should have done a spell where I roll and you don't save. Dang it.
Natty 20.
Wow.
I'm digging in my bag for D12s right now.
Well, you better save it.
Wow. We're going to die, you guys. We're all going to die. I can't believe you got a natural 20.
I even put...
That's mega frustrating.
I put the roll onto public visibility. You guys can look in the dice roll history and see that exactly what I rolled. Natty 20.
Well, we believe you.
Luton's going to stop time and rewind.
Ooh,
she to 5 minutes
can't
ago.
Do that yet.
That'd be cool, though.
You do still have an action left, Luton, at the end of your turn.
My useless turn.
Man, she's like straight lined up 30 feet away from flying Parsis. It was perfectly lined up. I
can't believe that happened.
The dice have decided.
And I have one action.
Oh, man. Look at her.
I can't believe it. We're down so bad. Oh, my gosh. Kairos is on deck. Okay. Can I prepare to aid his spell?
Yes. How would you... What are you thinking? Like, how would you... You are basically standing next to him.
Like, if Luton has one more action left, she has, like, a little bit of energy, so she's gonna put her magical energy towards Kairos and buff his spell that he would be doing next.
Okay.
She's gonna assume he's gonna cast
try
a spell.
You're gonna try to assist his attack.
Yes.
Okay. That sounds fine. You will get a reaction. If Kairos does an attack that requires an attack roll, then you will get an opportunity to aid that.
Okay.
Kal-El's bonus action. Kal-El's standing halfway in the doorway leading into this pump room.
I don't get to decide his bonus action.
Yeah, you definitely do.
I don't think he would run in there.
Okay.
If then my he'll stay spell put. failed.
Then he'll stay put. It is possible for him to run in there, jump up on top of that gear, and get into melee. But then he's in melee, so...
I mean, if Kal-El, if Luton's there and she's casted a spell and then decided to stay and help Kairos, I think he would stay.
Okay.
With her.
Then that brings us to Kairos' turn, as Luton ends her turn.
Sorry, guys. I'm so disappointed.
Hey.
Awful.
He's the one who rolled the 90/20.
Yeah. I know, and I shouldn't have let him roll.
Yeah, he did bad.
I should have done an auto hit.
I'm so dumb.
Gosh.
So I'm going to go with a spell strike of Holy Cascade.
Okay.
I have a range of 500 feet.
Are you shooting an arrow?
I'm shooting an arrow.
So you have the range of your bow, which is different, but you're in range, so.
Yeah, but.
Not to actually on you so hard in the middle of what you were reading.
Yeah, so.
Can Holy Cascade be launched on a bow?
Perfect.
That's my question.
Pretty sure it can.
I know you're pretty sure it can, but. Only if it requires a spell attack roll can it be used as part of a spell strike.
Okay, then it can.
Okay, which is fine. You can still do it. It's just not a spell strike.
Yeah, cool, cool, cool.
Okay.
So you need to roll a DC 26 reflex save.
All right.
And the intent is to put it in the far near corner. So
far
that
near corner?
Far near. You don't know where far near is?
Oh, it's right. It's over by the left right corner.
Yeah. It's pronounced Farnier.
Farnier.
And
sounds like my shampoo.
So that Varg doesn't get hit by it.
All right. Holy Cascade, you have in your level 4 signature spell slot. Are you heightening this spell?
I am.
Okay.
Wait. No, I'm not.
You're not.
So I want to use it as a level 4 because I'm trying to save
my... Okay, using it as level 4. It's a 20-foot burst. You're centering it all the way in the back of the room on pump 3, which is fine. You even have 5 more feet to go to all the way to the back of the room if you want. But what he's doing, Gale, is making sure that it doesn't hit Varg. So this is a 20-foot burst. I need to roll 2 reflex saves.
2 of them.
Yes, one for the Cranium Preserver and one for Parsis. Otherwise, I'm going to take 3d6 bludgeoning and 6d6 spirit damage.
Which that is accurate.
Both of these enemies are susceptible to.
Farnier.
And I'm sorry, Luton. There is no attack roll here, so you will not be able to aid. But I will roll my reflex saves. Natty 20 for Parsis.
Oh my gosh.
And a natty 18 for the Cranium Preserver, which is also a critical success.
Wow.
Against DC 27?
26.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I rolled a 35.
You're rolling the thunder dice?
No, that was these two little
What'd
dice.
What'd you roll the first time?
On the computer.
I hexed the thunder die, not the computer.
I haven't rolled that yet. I'll save that for one of my, like...
No, we're not doing this. Know. I'm so upset.
And I'm going to raise a shield as my last movement.
2 critical successes, no damage taken, 1 shield up.
Man.
That takes us to the end of that turn.
This is dumb.
It's been fun, you guys.
Finishing out round 2. It's me, y'all. And I think it's time for some spells of my own. The big puppy is down. And it makes me so excited because I know that he is also mechanically inclined like me. So I will remove his cranium and I will put it in the jar with all of my friends. But first I must deal with the rest of you. For really it is his brain that is most intriguing. Oh, it was Darnayru. Darnayru frightened him.
Yeah, because of I just read that.
Yeah, it was your... What was the name of the spell that you did?
Phantasmal Killer.
Phantasmal Killer, that's right. You there, the kitten. You have shown me things that I do not like, my father in particular. Mm. And so now I think this time I seal your fate.
Daddy issues.
By the end of this combat, you will meet your doom from all of the negative energy produced here by the Cranium Preserver. I have sealed your fate to this. You must roll a fortitude save now, yeah?
Sure. Natty 2, 18.
The DC of seal fate is 28.
Wow, that's not even a hard DC to beat. Just kidding, it's really hard to beat.
If you fall to 0 hit points by the chosen damage, which in this case was void damage,
mm-hmm.
You do not follow the wound track.
You just die?
You die outright.
Awesome.
No, what? Stop!
That is the
seal fate
spell.
Like die?
Die. No saving throw, permadeath.
R.I.P.
R.I.P.
What level of death?
All the way
down. R.I.P. Like, yeah, there's only one level of death.
Here's
death is not dying.
You utter a curse that a creature will meet a certain end, a death by a chosen damage type. In this case, I chose void. The effect is based on the target's fortitude save. With a critical failure, the duration is unlimited, and if the creature is reduced to 0 hit points by the chosen damage... Oh, sorry, there was more. And its level is 7 or less, it dies. Instead, you are weakened 2 to the chosen damage type until the end of this combat.
Wait, so not permadeath.
Not permadeath. Because he's, okay. He's not level 7. Like, that's my bad.
Okay.
Jeez.
Okay,
the
yeah.
drama over here.
I'm a little dramatic.
Death by freezing, stabbing, another means you devise. And what's the damage type you chose?
So I chose void damage. The target gains weakness 2 to the chosen damage type. It normally says until the end of your next turn, but with a critical failure, the duration is unlimited.
And void is...
Oh, wait. That means you have a permanent weakness to void damage by that curse. It's a curse. You're cursed.
Oh.
To void damage.
Oh.
Okay, how do I mark that?
Good grief.
There's a way to do it in Hero Lab.
Wow.
Until a remove curse spell can be cast on you, which is not something I would recommend to do during combat.
It takes a while.
But yeah, it says if you critically failure, it's the same as failure, but the duration is unlimited. And the failure duration is 1 minute. It says as success. Well, the success condition is... This is so awkward to say it backwards,
yeah.
But basically, you gain weakness 2 to the chosen damage type, normally until the end of your next turn. With a failure, it's a 1 minute, and then with a critical failure, it's unlimited duration. You are permanently cursed.
I thought you said the DC was 28.
I did say the DC is 28. You critically failed with an 18.
That's right, because I tied it.
Okay, that was so my unlimited, first two actions.
So I have an unlimited minus 2 to void. That's what that means.
Right.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, that's what that means. Wow, what kind of one-action abilities does Parsis have?
Can't wait to find out.
I'm going to shoot at you with a pistol. So he's got a gun in his hand.
That's weird.
And a 22 to hit Darnayru. That's a miss. That takes me to the end of my turn. That is the end of round 2. The gears that are turning in the middle of the room rotate 90 degrees as they continue to spin around. Varg's body... perhaps disappearing out of view from the Shumfall of 5. But the Cranium Preserver is now front and center as it's presented to the group. It's round 3, which means the odd-numbered pistons rise on the map. The even numbers fall back down, and we begin round 3 with Darnayru.
Sweet. Darnayru, I have two different options I was thinking of doing, and I think I'm just going to go for option number Juan. And I'm going to release my psyche, or unleash my psyche, at the top of the turn. So... all this craziness is going on, and he's going to unleash his psyche, start seeing this psychic wind blow around him.
Pebbles and stuff start...
Yeah.
Washers and nuts and bolts and all these
oil
things.
Oil coming off of these spinning gears.
Yeah.
It's just starting to float.
Some of the bones and stuff that are spread throughout the room start levitating.
And so that is a free action. Now I'm going to try to bon mot by telling the hardest math question that I can think of.
Nice.
Which I'm not that smart, so I can't think of a thing. So I'm going to bon mot, and I forgot it's a diplomacy. Let me pull up my numbers. A diplomacy against your will DC. 26.
That is a failure.
Okay. So I don't win that. And then for my last two actions, I'm going to cast Phantasmal Killer again. So you need to roll a will save.
Okay. I'm rolling the thunder die this time. Let's see if the curse holds. Natty 1.
Are you serious?
Natty 1.
No, yes. I don't understand. You don't understand.
Natty 1.
You don't understand how big this is.
That was supposed to be for my turn.
But this is Phantasmal Killer. This is horrible.
A critical failure, the target is so afraid it might die. It must attempt a fortitude save.
Yeah.
If the target fails, it dies.
I'll roll the fortitude save with the thunder die as well.
On a successful fortitude save, the target takes 12d6 mental damage and is fleeing until the end of its next turn and is frightened 4.
That's huge.
This effect has the incapacitation trait.
Let's go!
We need the 1.
27.
27 is my spell DC.
Then I hit your DC exactly. Tie goes to the roller.
Tie goes to the roller. So on a successful four, dang. I wish you
and
had.
That's only because
dog. I wish you had lost that bon mot.
You don't.
Well, had I, that wouldn't have mattered because fortitude save is not lowered by a bon mot.
Well, I thought I said all DCs check or skill checks. And
yeah,
DCs.
No, it's never just mind. Will save. But
ugh.
My fear went away at the end of my turn, and had I been frightened again, then I would have failed that by exactly because I hit the DC exactly. So
okay. So, right, so let's take this step at a time, then.
So, yeah, read me all the goodies.
So it's 12d6 plus 8 damage.
Ouch.
So I'm going to roll...
Let's just start there.
I'm going to roll that first.
Permadeath would have been nice.
Permadeath would have been interesting.
We'll take
That damage is 53 mental damage.
Oh,
53. And that's three yes. ones I rolled in that.
Goodness gracious. Three ones and three sixes to combat them. Okay. 53.
And now you are also fleeing until the end of your next turn, and you are frightened 4. This effect has the incapacitation trait.
Frightened 4. I don't even... Because frightened only goes down by completely go away at the end of your turn, or does it go down by 1 at the end of every turn?
Unless specified otherwise, at the end of each of your turns, the value of frightened, your frightened condition decreases by 1.
Just by 1. Yeah. Okay, so I'm frightened 4. That is...
This is the time to smash.
Parsis,
yeah. smash.
Parsis is fleeing. Not doing well. Not doing well at all. That. What a turn. You still have an action left?
No, because I bond modded first.
Oh, yeah,
and
that's right.
Out.
Okay. Man, if you would have intimidated instead of bond mod.
I'm not very intimidating.
Yeah, that's true. Kind of soft and snuggly.
Can't roll twice.
What happens if you go up still. In the fear, the frightened track?
You can't go above 4.
Okay.
But it would.
He would have failed the roll.
Yeah. I mean,
but I'm saying if you're already frightened 4 and then you get more frightened.
I can't.
Okay.
You can't be more frightened than
he's running away
four.
Right now.
But I am fleeing,
yeah.
which means I must spend all of my actions to get away from you guys
excellent
on my turn.
Job.
Oh my gosh.
That's
you saved us.
That's
for
incredible.
Good, for now.
I mean, you taking Parsis out of the fight for at least one round. It's right. fleeing for one round, right?
I'll have to read frightened
okay.
and
I'll
fleeing.
Let you dig into that. We come to an incapacitated Kolo.
So I need to roll a recovery check?
Yep, DC 12, because you're dying too. Recovery
oh my gosh,
check.
Yeah.
It's a flat
10,
check.
10 plus my dying condition.
10 plus your dying value is your flat check amount. So it starts out at a 50-50 chance, but
so
it
need,
gets worse.
I need to roll a 3 or better.
A 12 or better. On a D, on, this
oh,
is
sorry,
on
a
D20. Yeah,
okay,
yeah,
yeah, yeah. But if I roll a 2,
if you roll
then it's a critical.
Anything under a 12... Oh, yeah, 2 would be a critical failure. You're permadead.
I'm permadead.
Ah, I can't take it. I cannot take this session. I can't do it.
I don't want to use digital.
Oh, he's rolling a physical die.
Hey, man.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, man.
Should I use the die that killed Balnor?
Redeem it.
Why would you do
don't
that?
Just
why
make
would you play with fire like that?
Oh, my God.
He's rolling it.
I don't believe in voodoo.
Wait a
so.
Second.
I rolled a 12 exactly.
Oh wow, God. Man.
Varg stabilizes.
Whoa.
And is
dang.
Wounded 1.
Woo.
Good
goes
job.
Goes from dying 2 to wounded 1.
Oh my
way
God.
To ride the lightning.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
Jeez.
Well, and that was intense.
For a free action, Varg will say, help me. Help me.
Ending his turn, the Cranium Preserver goes, oh, it's alive. No.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
It is the Cranium Preserver's turn. I think it's time for another volley of disgusting bile-encrusted, formaldehyde-infused heads.
Ugh.
As it jettisons another cranium with a 10-foot burst directly onto Darnayru, because it hits everybody.
Uh-huh.
I need a DC 28 will save from Kairos, Darnayru, Luton, and Kal-El.
My shield is up, by the way.
That does not matter.
I rolled a 28 exactly.
28 for Luton.
Pass and a pass.
I rolled 20 total.
That is a failure. Here's the damage. Oh, Kal-El?
32.
32 whoa. From Kal-El. A pass as well. Luton and Kal-El take 18 damage. Each.
On a pass?
On a pass. Darnayru passed, but takes 20 damage because he's weakness 2 to Void.
Oh.
And 12 of that 18 is from Void.
Yep.
Kairos failed, takes 36 damage, and is confused.
Oh, great.
For one round.
Oh, man.
The Cranium Preserver will then launch a globule of formaldehyde at Darnayru. Your mental attacks have been very, very disturbing to the team of
Parsis
and the Cranium Preserver.
The robot?
Yeah.
Yeah.
A 28 to hit Darnayru.
That's a hit.
That is 6 mental damage. Oh, you have mental resistance, right?
Correct.
How much is your mental resistance?
My mental resistance right now, because my Psychus Unleashed, is 9.
Give yourself 6 HP back because
sweet.
You resisted all of the mental damage from the first attack.
Rad.
And I did 6 of that. I did 6 again on this strike that you're not going to take
right.
because of your resistance. So you just negated 12 damage.
Yeah.
By being resistant to mental attacks.
And you see my eyes just flicker
yeah.
white.
Pretty cool. But I did 7 void damage.
Okay.
So you take 9.
9 void damage, yeah. Taking it.
That is the end of the Cranium Preserver's turn. Luton, you're up again. And you are not confused like you were the first time.
Correct.
So it's on.
Like, nuke this fool.
3 action cast Blazing Bolt.
You only need to do the 2 action because there's only 2 targets.
But the lady said 3.
I know. She's killing Varg. Forget it. He's done.
2 action cast Blazing Bolt.
All right. Then I need 2 rolls to hit, please. Who are you hitting first?
Let's go with the Cranium Eater.
All right. Jake Gyllenhaal.
Jake Gyllenhaal. 27.
A 27 against the Cranium Preserver is a miss.
Stop.
Dead time series. Time.
Every time you shoot me, my AC is just too high.
Oh my gosh.
Dumb.
You loved it.
It's dumb.
You loved it.
It's dumb.
I'm going to use a hero point. Should I use a hero point?
What?
Roll the dice.
How bad you roll?
I rolled a 10 that time.
Doesn't matter. She missed.
You have 1 hero point left?
I have 2 left.
Huh. You think you can roll better than a 10?
Yeah.
And if you got that hero point.
I love your, yeah.
Oh, she said, yeah.
I'm just saying.
Let's try for Jake Gyllenhaal. Jake Gyllenhaal.
You can mispronounce his name.
Jake
Gyllenhaal. One more time.
Come on. Over 10.
Please.
Oh, my gosh.
I can't. I can't. I hate it. Okay, let's go. Better than 10.
Question.
Hero point.
Before you roll that, do you want to save it for Parsis?
Would save the hero point?
Yeah.
Do you think I should roll for Parsis and then decide, or we can't do it like that?
Oh, man. You can roll to hit for Parsis. Let's and then decide which one you're going to re-roll. So this is a regular hit against Parsis.
16 on the die.
His AC is low because
he's frightened.
Plus 17 is my range strike.
That's a lot.
30.
What'd you roll?
2?
3?
16.
16 and 17
is 33.
Yeah, 33. Yeah.
That's a hit against Parsis.
Hey. Nice.
So roll 10d6 fire damage, please. Stupid.
Melt this guy.
Blazing Bolt.
30 damage.
30 damage to Parsis.
Yes.
Wow. Okay, I am going to use the hero point to reroll to try for Jake.
To try to hit the jar. Okay, go ahead.
Hit that jar.
Okay, let's go.
Here comes a rerolled strike.
5 on the die.
Okay, so just from a miss to a miss.
Gross.
And a lost hero point.
Yeah.
And Parsis, before you take another action, which you still have 1 left, says, I yield! Please! We must stop this attack. I know when I am bested, and I do not wish to die here today.
Kill your jar.
Stand down. Stand down, creature. Cease your attacks at once.
No,
kill. If you listen to me.
Can perception check? Is he lying? Can I do that? Is that a thing? That's weird because that's like a free action to talk, so I know.
I'm going
to
look. You can't do that out of your turn.
That's
you
true.
Do have a turn coming up, but Parsis will act first.
Oh, okay.
Before you.
Yep.
Kairos
let's see
next.
What he does.
And I can use my last action to roll.
Luton does have an action check. Left. Yes.
Okay.
Can I aid?
No, not in combat. I know. It's okay.
She blink, could blink, aid, blink, she blink, could blink, aid blink,
you.
Blink.
She could aid you because it's... But
16.
She's got a really...
She's good. She's good.
So 33.
Parsis appears to be genuine in his wish to cease the combat and surrender.
Hmm.
Appears to be.
Yeah.
The heck does that mean?
This all sincerity, please, I beg you. We must stop this conflict. It has gotten too serious in here. Yeah? Don't you think? We were just down here experimenting, having a good time. No, Shami follows. You are more dangerous than I thought. We must discuss things here. Please, I'm 1,200 years old. I do not want to die in the bottom of this pit hole.
What do you think, guys?
Kill him!
That's my thoughts. I'm not going to have the muddling on my hand.
Kill him. We've fallen for this before.
It is Kal-El's bonus action. You've used your last action to perceive.
I just want to make sure we can beat the jar. That's the only thing I'm concerned about.
Can we get him to kill the jar?
Well, I told him to stop it, and he told the jar to stand down.
Nah.
He
I
did.
Need you to.
And she thinks he's telling the truth.
That's true.
But does Luton share that
perception? Yeah, I would think.
Maybe she keeps it to herself.
Luton?
He it's sounds tough. Sincere, but I'm still not sure.
Okay.
Luton. I think he's telling the truth.
And okay. Kal-El stays put.
Yes.
That brings us to Kairos.
Gonna kill him. So I'm confused, which means you decide who I hit.
He doesn't get to make his decision.
That's true. You are confused.
He might shoot me in the back of the head.
No, well,
I'm
last
a genius,
time we did
so
this,
watch
the
this.
Dice decided. And what confused condition, what it says straight up, is that you are not in charge of your actions. You don't have your wits about you. You attack wildly. You're off guard. You do not treat anyone as your ally. You cannot delay. You cannot ready. You cannot use any reactions. All of your actions must be used to strike or cast an offensive cantrip, though the GM can have you use other actions to facilitate an attack, such as drawing a weapon. Your targets are determined randomly by the GM. If you have no other viable targets, you target yourself, automatically hitting but never scoring a critical hit. You have your bow in your hand. You have your spell repertoire handy. It's feeling a little bit sky bowelsy up in here, and so I'm going to have you roll...
Oh, you choose that
six,
too?
A D6 to determine who you strike. Yeah, I said six because there's six people on the table. One of those numbers belongs to the unconscious and dying, well, no longer dying, but unconscious Varg Kinbiter. So on a roll of a one, you will attack Darnayru. On a roll of a two, it's Luton. A three is Kal-El. A four is Varg. A five is the Cranium Preserver, and a six would be Parsis. Here you go.
I don't want to touch your What does it say?
I can't even see it.
You roll or I roll?
I just rolled it, but it fell underneath my... What's that number?
But in the game, yeah. Do you roll it or do I roll it?
I roll it. It says determined randomly by the GM.
It says four.
Oh, that's Varg.
No!
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, you're such a bad friend.
Am I dying three now?
No.
Well, he has to hit you first.
Then you go to dying two.
I had a roll.
I was already at dying two.
No, you're wounded one.
You're wounded one. Yeah, so when you go to dying again, we will add your wounded value to your new dying condition. But first, you have to roll to hit.
I have to roll to hit.
Yeah. What's your AC, unconscious, prone Varg?
20.
All right. Oh, gosh. Don't roll a 30, Duval, with your Sky Bowels attack. A classic. Oh, and you have to say it because you're casting a spell.
Sky Bowels. I guess.
21. No. Yeah, 21.
That is a hit. So without doing any damage...
Were you doing it on a bow and everything?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, bow spell strike. Then
22.
Okay, that's fine. Still a hit. So yeah, Varg, now you are dying two.
And wounded two?
No.
My wounded
still wounded
stays
one.
The same?
Until you become conscious. Until you lose the dying value, your wounded value does not go up.
Okay.
So you remain wounded one, but are now dying two.
I was dying two prior.
Yeah.
So I just re-entered the same dying condition.
Basically.
Okay.
When you lose your dying condition altogether, your wounded value goes up by one. That's how that works. So you had zero wounds. Now you have one wound.
Right. Okay.
You've gone into dying again. So you are wounded one, dying two.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I'm no longer confused, right?
That's not the end of your turn. You shoot one more arrow at Varg because you have an action left.
So I rolled a hit.
Rolled a hit.
In my map.
With your second map against Varg. Unconscious... And dying too, Varg.
This is a plus Carlos. 11.
Natty 20. Wait. A natty 20 is a permadeath.
No, it's not.
Don't roll a natty 20.
Yeah, that's a critical. That's
What's your bonus to hit on your second map?
Plus 11.
So a 19 is also a permadeath.
Carlos says,
I don't know you!
Oh, man.
Because he's confused.
He is confused. Oh, my gosh. This is way worse than anything I thought was going to happen today.
Natty 15. So that's a 26 total.
That is a hit. Varg is dying three.
Oh, my God.
He's a whisper away from it.
But doesn't he get a roll to not be confused now?
No, he's not confused now.
Oh, there you go.
Just done. Not confused.
Oh, no. What have I done?
His two arrows are sticking
you
out
shot
of Varg's chest.
Did I do that?
Varg, God.
Oh, I'm glad you're having so much fun over there.
Sorry.
He's having
so
like...
So great.
It is kind of fun.
He's running puppy dreams right now. He's just like kicking his feet and whimpering in his dream.
Pooping on the floor like my dog did.
Yeah.
That brings us to Parsis. He knows you were confused.
Does he apologize?
He has to spend all three actions running from me.
That's correct. That's exactly what he has to do. He's frightened for his life, and he does exactly that very thing, spending all...
Oh, I'm so scared.
You are frightening Shami Follows. This is far worse than I ever thought it would be.
Oh, he is not going to leave.
And I'm out of here, as they say, as the children say.
How fast does this dude run? 30 feet?
75 feet.
Oh, he's gone.
Zooms around the corner and is out of sight of the Shumfalo 5, back through the gear room, flying over your heads, just like a vampire would, escaping the room. I get away from you now. It's terrifying, yeah. That is the end of round 3.
What I can't figure out in all my reading is how long the fleeing condition lasts.
It just lasts for one round.
Okay, because I didn't see that anywhere. But so now he's frightened 3 instead of frightened 4.
Yes.
Okay.
The gear rotates... The odd-numbered pistons come down. The even-numbered pistons go up as we start round 4. Varg now on the back side, of the wheel of doom here, away from the Shumfalo 5. We begin with Darnayru at the top of round 4.
We don't know if the Cranium Preserver is listening to Parsis's order. I am going to delay my turn.
All right, Darnayru delays. Next up is Vark.
I need another recovery check.
Dying 3 recovery check.
Oh my gosh.
This is now DC 13 flat check to recover or permanently die.
No, I can't take this.
For the third time in this freaking episode, is Vark going to die? How lucky can you be? How much good luck do you have left?
Vark has almost died so many times.
I gave him some of my cat's lives. I had 9 of them.
Yes, please.
I love that you still use the same die.
The same die that killed Balmer.
Oh, yeah. It's going to kill again!
Breath of life.
Roll the 9.
Breath of life. That would be a failure.
Bad.
Breath of life?
Breath of life.
Oh my gosh!
Remind us, what's breath of life?
Your blessing revives a creature at the moment of its death. You prevent the target from dying and restore 5d8 hit points to the target. You can't use Breath of Life if the triggering effect was a death effect or an effect that leaves no remains, such as Disintegrate.
That is not the case.
Yeah.
Still got a body.
Still got a body.
He can be revived.
You may now heal.
Wow.
Varg was dying
from the dead of the angel. Again.
Sing it, Greg McLaughlin.
How's 23 do you?
That's pretty good.
It's like a Gatorade.
So you are now wounded 2 with 23 hit points and are no longer unconscious.
Wow.
I thought that got rid of the wounded condition.
Does it say that in the spell description?
Does it say it gets rid of that?
I don't think so.
Then I'm probably crazy.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. No, it's good. Nope.
Nice.
Okay.
Woo!
Would you like to take your turn, Darnayru?
No. I'm waiting to offer to see what the jar does.
All right. So that brings us to the jar. As far comes back to life.
Varg, you made it.
My heart.
We'll go on.
Why are these arrows in my chest? They look like they came out of Kairos' quiver.
The Cranium Preserver takes its turn, shuts down, and rests on its legs, waiting for a command. Not off.
Right.
Waiting. And defers its actions.
Could probably explode it on its own.
Oh, it's like a predator situation.
So unless Darnayru acts, it is time for Luton to go.
I will still delay. I can't fly over those gears fast enough to catch Parsis.
I would like to destroy the jar.
I'm okay with that.
Maybe the heads start flying around once you do that.
How would you like to do that? It is not taking an offensive action, even though it was its turn.
Secretly, I'm hoping Parsis stays away, and it's like, you didn't tell me what to do. But I don't think that's the case.
I think that we take the opportunity to dispatch it now. Because Parsis is just, he's run away. He's not, like, done with us. He's going to come back.
He will come back to finish the conversation for sure.
Is anyone opposed to me destroying it?
Nope.
Okay.
I'm just scared of making another fight alive, but I'm here for the ride.
You're afraid that it will...
That we will lose to this thing. But no, I'm saying I'm here for the ride, though.
Or maybe I do some heal stuff. What's everybody's hit points? I know Varg's... got a little bit now.
I'm below half. I'm at 42.
I'm at 62. I'm doing good. More than Varg.
Yep.
Yeah, I shot you with arrows, and I was like, nah, don't die.
Yeah, true.
Friendship.
I don't know what to do.
I'm not, like, I want you to do what your gut says, but if we did wait, I think Parsis would come back in here in the next round to talk to us.
Wouldn't it be better if the jar was already dead so we only have him by himself?
1,000,000,000%. I mean, I guess if we attacked his jar and he's like, oh, don't attack me, then he would have to keep fighting us. Which, I mean, I think he's close-ish to death maybe, because usually people don't surrender and like, I don't want to finish this unless they think they're going to lose. Since you did the check on him and he didn't seem like he was being deceptive, I don't know. I'm going to follow your lead either way. Whatever one you do, I'll just do the same thing.
Okay, can I use the Wand of Widening Heal?
Yes.
Okay.
How many actions?
3 actions. That's a burst.
It will hit the...
The jar?
The jar.
Oh.
Because that goes 60, right?
It's a... Yeah.
Holy crap.
60-foot burst of 3d8.
If I do 2... Well, I wanted to get Varg in that, but...
Hold on, you might even hit... You would hit Parsis in the other room.
You can see him over there?
No, but I just know where he ran.
Oh. And oh, you measured 75 feet?
Or I put 60 feet.
Okay, yeah, hold on. Let me look at from the Luton. Heal spells instead.
Yeah, she...
That's a big old circle with a wand widening.
Yeah, I might hang on to that.
Parsis is a damn fire, so what's... if you hit him, it would hurt him. That's why I was making that point.
Oh.
Okay.
That's true. What about the jar?
Same. The jar is undead.
Oh, well, let's do that. Three action.
Wait. Can Brittany, I know it's your turn, and I'm not supposed to talk because Scott has rules.
I'm listening. So,
but
they're not my rules. But
no, it's okay. It's okay.
Go ahead.
I'm talking now. So let's let's say we're wrong about killing this jarhead thing. What's likely to happen? Let's just imagine, talk it out. If we kill this, and Parsis has a deal with us, like, hey, we're good. What are the implications of that?
It pisses him off, and then he's on the offensive again.
And he might call Hootie Hoo, who knows?
Yeah. Yes, that's true.
I think we should let the story unfold and try not to metagame as much as possible.
You are living reckless today, sir.
I just think we should live the story.
Well, I'm saying if I was in the story, what would I do?
Right.
What would you do?
But in this moment,
it's great.
I would say he said stop, show me mercy, and I'm a person of mercy, and I would stop. I'd be like, okay. Let's talk
I'm
this
not
out.
That way. I'm like, sure. Tactically, we've got him by the where you know want him. The cojones. So if he's down, right, and
he's evil, he's killed left, a ton of people.
It's the
he
perfect opportunity
evil.
To destroy the jar, heal ourselves, and then go find him,
Jordan. Where are you at, man?
I think Luton should do what she would do in the moment.
And I'm still going to do what I'm going to follow Luton's
What's
lead.
What's your opinion?
That's what Darnayri's going to do.
If you were in Luton's shoes.
They're small. They're super small.
Could you fit
like
in Luton's
Wilma
shoes?
Flintstone.
She doesn't wear shoes.
Yeah, but
that's true.
Good point.
So anyone can fit in her shoes.
If you were Luton's ankle bracelet,
what would you do?
What would you do?
I don't know.
You don't know?
I don't know. I don't know what Luton would do. Luton has surprised me before, so.
Fair.
Same. All right, it's time to choose.
Okay, I'm sorry. Luton is,
no, it's good. It's
is
good
trying to decide what to do here.
The stakes
are
high.
The stakes are high.
I love stakes.
Parsis is on the run, not because he, you know, feels bad and he wants to be diplomatic suddenly. He just was affected by Darnayri's
He's scared.
You think
he's
that's what
scared.
It was? Okay.
Yeah. All right. Not because he, yeah, he's...
That is what it was. He is required by the game rules to run
correct.
Because of my spell.
Yeah.
That's why
that's
he ran.
Out of character, which means when it wears off, he's going to come back.
Or was it triggered by his low hit points?
I think the conversation was triggered by his low hit points. His actions to flee were required by my spell.
Agreed.
Yeah. So Luton sees that the jar's shut down for now, and her friends are all very low, not very low, but pretty, they're hurting.
I mean, this guy over here.
This guy especially, almost dead.
At this point, you and Kal-El are hurt.
And
more.
I'm hurt. Kal-El's hurt a lot. And so I think she would decide to do the Wand of Widening Heal, three action burst.
Dang, son.
Okay.
Atomic Heal Grenade.
I need to roll a fortitude save on behalf of the Cranium Preserver.
I don't know what that would be.
I do.
Oh, you have the...
It's 42, right?
Oh, no. For the Wand of Widening Heal, it's a set DC...
Yeah.
At the level of the spell casting on the wand, which is level 5.
Oh, that's
level
pretty 5
person,
low,
level
then.
3 spell casting, because it's a level 3 spell that's stored on there.
Yep.
So the DC is easier to meet in order to take half damage.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that makes sense.
And I passed, which means I take half damage with the Cranium Preserver.
She's going to roll an 80.
So you roll 3d8.
7 total.
On 3d8? Just making sure, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
That was a
not very
terrible
good.
Roll.
So yeah. You all get...
Oh, this is a 7. Sorry.
I was like, dang, that's terrible. That's not a 1.
I mean, it's possible on a 3d8.
13.
13, okay.
That's a little better.
So half of that would be 6. The Cranium Preserver takes 16 damage for being weak to vitality damage. You all get 16 hit points back, and the Cranium Preserver will now take its turn.
Yep.
Oh, no. Sorry, Luton still has an action left.
Okay, so we all take...
You all get...
13
hit points back.
And then I have 1 action left.
Yes.
I think I also want to do a heal spell.
On Kal-El? Or just on yourself? Technically, you could heal Kairos, Darnayri, Kal-El, or yourself with a 1 action heal spell.
Oh, because everyone's within touch range.
Yep. And the one on Kal-El would be boosted.
I think you yourself are lower than everybody, though.
Yeah.
In that group.
I'm just going to do one on myself then, I guess.
Okay.
So what level?
Whatever level you pick that you have available a heal.
I have two. I have a level 3 I could do.
Then that would be 3d8 healing just for Luton.
Right.
Roll better than you did 3D8 last time.
3d8 plus 3.
13 wasn't bad.
No, yeah. 7 was bad.
7 was...
Oh, yeah.
I thought it was plus a 1. Three, it was a 7. Because
she gets an extra 1 for every d8. So she gets, it's 3d8 plus 1 3 times. It's
so I rolled 18 on the dice.
Nice.
That's 21 healing for Luton. That's incredible.
Nice.
All right. And that's my turn.
Now the Cranium Preserver will act.
Did I screw up?
Why'd you do that?
And it rises back up on its feet and it Dang says, it. Deception! And then it will launch a volley of a jettisoned head at the group.
It said deception?
Deception!
Interesting.
Deceit!
Is it calling us a deceiver?
That's what.
Or is it saying deception like I was lying?
I tricked ya.
Because we didn't lie about nothing.
Yeah, we didn't say anything.
That's called true. Slander. And in court, this will in not court stand. Of law.
Thank goodness we're not at court. I need Darnayru, Kairos, Luton, and Kal-El to all roll a DC 28 will save 20. As another head was jettisoned from the jar and explodes on the ground next to you.
You sure? Okay.
Oh, yeah, 100% sure.
32.
That is a pass. Deception, deceit.
Carry the 2.
Felonious knaves.
How's a 31?
Dishonorable. That's a pass. I just need one of you to fail.
No.
That would be me. Kal-El got a 36.
That's a pass.
Luton got a 19.
That is a failure.
We do not want Luton confused.
So Darnayru
takes
11 total void damage. That's with the weakness.
Okay. Does that have any mental?
It does, but you resist it all.
Okay. Taking 11 damage.
Kairos and Kal-El take 13 damage, a combination of mental and void.
Stupid.
Luton takes 26 damage and is confused for one round.
Oh, gosh. Mike Tyson just came to your house and he's mad.
And then for its last action, it will strike at the prone Varg next to its body.
Oh,
yeah.
With its cranium remover strike.
Deception!
Dishonorable!
Stupid.
34 to hit Varg.
Oh my gosh.
That's a miss.
A hit.
You're wounded too?
I am wounded too, and I am fatigued.
Oh yeah.
AC's at 25.
Not a crit. That might be the thing that saves your life.
It might be.
We'll see if you even die here. I don't know. 29 damage.
Almost.
Not unconscious. Tough.
Good.
All that healing from Luton triggered the Cranium Preserver, but probably saved Varg's life.
I don't know. I think it would have been better to do nothing. We'd still be further ahead than we are now.
That's poetic.
But here we is. My turn.
Okay, Darnayru will be acting next, jumping in initiative, and the Cranium Preserver's turn is over. Darnayru.
Thunderstrike.
You have that spell?
I have it attached to my armor.
Oh, that's
Let's
right.
Go.
So I can cast it once per day. Here is the once per day casting of Thunderstrike. It is a DC 26 reflex save for you.
Does that hit Varg?
No.
No, I'm going by you.
Okay.
This 24.
24, that's a fail.
Failed.
So you take full damage.
Yes.
Let's go.
Okay, it's 2d12 plus 4 electricity plus 2d4 sonic.
Wow.
And that is a total of 19 damage.
29 damage as the Cranium Preserver is weak to electricity damage. Ouch. Okay.
And then the next thing, you just been doing splash damage things, which cause rolls.
Nasty, nasty.
Yeah, I was trying to think of, I'm going to move 25 feet down and kind of like to the left. So I'm in the room. So I'm just not bunched up with everybody anymore, but I still have a to the right side of him.
Okay. Darnayru now in melee range of the Cranium Preserver, but away from the main group with his last action.
And then my psyche now is no longer unleashed and I am stupefied for 2 rounds.
Okay. That takes us to Kairos Duvalo.
So I'm going to use Disrupt Undead. That's a spell strike.
Okay.
I can do that, right?
I don't think so.
No?
I don't think that's a roll to hit.
You sure?
Yep. Does it require a spell attack roll on the description of Disrupt Undead?
No.
Basically, if it says there's a save that they have to roll, then it means it's most likely not an attack.
Okay, so there's a DC 26 for fortitude save for you.
Okay.
And then
what happens to me if I fail that?
If you fail, you take full damage. If you critically fail, you take double damage.
And you're doing this on the cranium preserver.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, he's going to die. So, yeah. Looking at some vitality damage.
Oh, okay. That's what it does.
Yeah.
Well, that is very useful. 16. I have never seen this spell before, so this
really?
Is... Really? Yeah, this is exciting.
No, we've been playing with this one.
Fortitude save?
Yeah. What you got?
I rolled a 39.
Oh, God. Whoa!
That's redonkulous.
Whoa!
Is that a... Am I okay?
I think you made it.
Shut it.
I think you made it. And for my last act, I'll concentrate.
Okay, so you can spell strike again. Why not? I did use up your... spell strike power when you were confused, so that's a good thing you concentrated.
Yeah, look at that. That's my turn.
That would have been awkward when he goes to do it again, and I'm like, actually,
that's your favorite.
It is. It is now time for Parsis, who
Master P,
make him
reappears around the corner.
Make him say, no.
He's a vampire.
Yeah.
that was really good. No. That's peak comedy. That's,
it really is.
Yeah. That's great.
You are all of you terrible and untrustworthy. When I surrendered, I shut down my machine, and yet you attack. You will pay with your lives. I will fight you to the death now.
You're evil. That's all I said back.
I am a scientist!
An evil scientist.
Okay. I will give you that one, and you will taste how evil I can be.
Ooh. Parsis swings his arms in the air, completes some sort of magical incantation, and says, "Entrap the soul!" And as he does this, a ghostly Iron Maiden appears, rising up out of the ground.
Great band.
Surrounding Kairos.
What?
Yeah. And then it clamps shut. And I need you to roll a fortitude save.
I wasn't even there.
As a ghastly Iron Maiden collapses around you.
I wasn't even there.
I didn't even just try to do that.
A fortitude save?
Fortitude save.
24.
A 24 is a failure. The Iron Maiden collapses around you and does 23 damage.
Mm. Ouchie.
Good grief.
And you see ghostly tendrils of energy leeching out of the Iron Maiden and floating back into Parsis, revitalizing his energy.
No!
As you take 23, and I heal some as well.
Oh, no.
He's taking your life source.
He's taking my life!
With his last action, he flies away.
Great. He's like a mosquito.
What a coward.
That was a one action, huh? Dang.
That was two action. Oh, that's right. Sorry. He cannot do anything because he's... I appreciate that, Greg.
Sweet. I was like, dang, that's a pretty good one action cast.
That's the end of his turn. Thank you, Greg. Keeping me honest. That ends the round. It is the top of round 5. The odd-numbered pistons rise to the ceiling. The even-numbered pistons fall. And the gear wheel turns another 90 degrees, which is repositioning both the Cranium Preserver and Varg at this point. We start off the top of round 5 with Varg, who originally had jumped in position to be in front of the Cranium Preserver.
Confusedly.
And with Darnayru deferring his actions, is now able to go.
Yeah. All right. Well, I want to take us back to one of the times Varg almost died. It was when we were originally talking to the cowardly Mugland in that apartment.
Shoma Lazarius' apartment.
Thank you. Yep. Varg was almost unalived by that wraith.
Yeah.
And I always think back and realize I played that all wrong. When Varg was revived and got back up, I moved him away. And I don't think Varg would have done that.
Mm.
He is a barbarian. He's a fighter. He's vengeful. He also cares for his clan. So Varg, with 7 hit points, is not going to run away. He's going to step up and bring the fight to this jarhead.
Jeez.
So we have some crunch we need to worry about.
Let's do that.
So you're prone.
And I need...
And Kinfluencer's not in your hands. Kinfluencer. And you are 5 feet away from this creature.
Yeah.
That's 3 actions right there.
That's correct.
Stand up, grab Kinfluencer.
And move. Is that what you're going to
do? That's what I'm
going
to do.
Okay.
Yep.
Varg is now armed and moves into melee.
Varg is going to do what Varg's going to do.
Varg's
I'm trying not to play this as Jordan. So,
Wow. That ends Varg's turn, and it is Luton's turn.
Luton defers her turn.
Luton defers. Then it is the Cranium Preserver's turn.
Wait. Hold on. Luton's confused.
She can't defer.
Oh, that's right. Luton is confused.
She can't defer.
That's right.
Oh, I knew that. So amazing. What should we do with Luton? A roll of a... Let's see. We've
heal.
Got
heal.
One is Kal-El. Two is Kairos. Three is Darn-Iru. Four is Varg. Five is the Cranium Preserver. Six is Parsis. All of these people are within range. I think the first thing to do is to roll to see which one she would attack, and then we'll determine how she would attack them.
Okay.
Which I'm feeling like a spicy dance floor. What do you think?
I feel like a heal spell.
Well, I rolled a six, dang it, which hey, is an attack Parsis. On Parsis.
Hey!
And... You would spicy dance Parsis.
I would spicy dance for.
Yeah, so I'm going to roll a reflex save with Parsis, who's frightened and doesn't like it very much.
Would any of this hit him?
Yeah,
we'll
for
see.
A lot.
DC 27. I rolled a 23.
Nice.
So roll some damage against Parsis, who you attack with a spicy dance floor.
What is spicy dance floor?
Electric arc.
That's a level 5.
Oh, yeah.
64.
Ugh. It is a cantrip. It just... Oh, it would bounce back and hit Kal-El.
Oh, no.
Would it really?
Nuh-uh.
Yeah, it would.
Sure.
On a crit
sure
only,
well.
Right?
No, it's oh, spicy dance one? Floor. It automatically bounces to the next
one or two
enemy.
Creatures within 30 feet. Yep. All right, fine.
So roll a reflex save for Kal-El
okay.
before you roll damage. So it's the same damage to them both.
I hate the confused condition.
Man,
I
so confused.
Hate the confused
Her condition. Own kitty cat is her enemy?
Reflex.
Mama?
This is a dark episode.
Mama?
32.
Hey!
Alright, Kal-El takes half damage.
What did I do?
Roll to damage Kal-El.
Oh, man.
Step on his tail.
Kal-El doesn't have the awesome fortitude
Awesome
thing.
Reflexes? No.
Okay, this one is 64 electric. Six, I need more dice.
Of course.
I have superior too if you want.
Don't use his dice.
D4.
Digging deep down into the bag of holding.
11 total.
All right. Parsis takes 11 damage. Kal-El takes 5. Luton, the only thing left is for her to punch Kal-El. Because she's oh, in melee. No. She has a one action left.
Medieval.
So roll a fist strike against your beloved Kiki and his AC of 26.
What do I
She's
roll
like, I don't
for
even,
a fist?
I don't even know how to punch.
Which one? The first map?
Just fist. First map. Okay. Plus 14. She's been working out. She's been watching Varg practice his kata in the mirror.
I got 20.
All right. That's a miss on Kal-El.
Nice.
You swing at him. Not
he
knowing,
just looks at me.
Not even knowing it's him. After you electrocute him.
Sorry, Kiki.
That is the end of your turn. It is now the Cranium Preserver's turn. Varg is standing next to him.
Yeah.
The group is still in play. A 10-foot burst centered on the space in front of Kairos and diagonal to Luton would still hit everyone. And that is exactly what it does.
Except Varg.
Thank you. As another head is ejected. And I'll need a will save from Kairos, from Darn-Iru, from Luton, and from Kal-El.
Whopping 19.
Darn-Iru.
24.
Oh,
two
boy.
Fails. Yeah.
22.
For Luton.
For Luton.
Well, this is the end of the Shumfall 5.
What?
I need one more from Kal-El.
27.
All four of you have failed your will saves. You all take 23 damage. Darn-Iru, you take 2 less than that because you resist 4, but you're weak 2. So Darn-Iru takes 21 damage. And you're all of you confused for one round.
Oh,
yep.
My God.
This is dumb.
And that's not target a creature.
I'm sorry?
That's not that move says as a targeted creature.
I appreciate you asking that. The Cranium Preserver ejects one of its preserved head jars at a point within 100 feet. The jar explodes, yeah. And all creatures in a 10-foot burst must attempt a DC 28 will save. That's as
boo
on the board as I could be. And with my last action, firing up the chainsaw and taking a swipe at the 7 hit points Varg Kinbiter. I don't know how you guys are going to survive this. This is very interesting. I'm rolling to hit with the Cranium Preserver, and I got a 33 to hit. 23 damage as Varg drops to the ground again, unconscious and dying 3.
Yeah.
From being wounded 2. Is this the end of the Shumfallow 5? It is the end of my turn. It is Darnayru's turn next week.
Oh wow. All right, guys.
When we find out what happens.
I'll kill you all next week.
To the Shumfalo 5.
Yeah. Hold your breath until then, friends.
Come back.
Wow.
Come back next week.
Oh, my gosh.
We have a total of like 100 hit points between us. Maybe less.
That's bananas. Ooh,
probably less.
B-A-N-A-N-S.
That is bananas.
How many hit points does everybody have?
23.
16.
I have 24. Kal-El has 1.
Oh, gosh.
This is dumb.
Varg has zero.
Yep.
And we're all confused?
Now's not the time, Greg.
We're all confused.
Yeah. You're all confused.
Yeah. That's what's making this worse. The worst.
Going to spend a round smacking each other unconscious.
What a fleeting way for the Shumfalo 5 to die. We just punch ourselves.
We'll see what happens next week.
Dice of Thunder and the Dice of Thunder podcast uses trademarks and or copyrights owned by Paizo Inc. used under Paizo's community use policy. We are expressly prohibited from charging you to use or access this content. Dice of Thunder and the Dice of Thunder podcast is not published, endorsed, or specifically approved by Paizo. For more information about Paizo Inc. and Paizo products, visit paizo.com.